During the first practice sessions of the weekend, Max Verstappen's aura seemed to be fading, leading some observers to believe that he was on the wane. However, like a monarch reasserting his reign on the track, Verstappen responded with a bang, reclaiming his rightful position. During the first practice sessions of the weekend, Max Verstappen's aura seemed to be fading, leading some observers to believe that he was on the wane. However, like a monarch reasserting his reign on the track, Verstappen responded with a bang, reclaiming his rightful position. In a whirlwind of impressive performances, Verstappen transcended expectations, setting records and leaving his rivals in his wake, reminding everyone why he is one of the most formidable drivers on today's Formula One circuit. Max on the lookout. The Dutch master of the track, Max Verstappen, undisputed star of the World Championship, registers his 7th pole position of the season, the 8th in a row, in the flamboyant colors of Red Bull. A performance that cannot fail to impress enthusiasts, establishing Verstappen as a true virtuoso of the tarmac. It is with this aura of invincibility that he will take the lead on Sunday at 4 p.m. on the Autodromo Enzo e Dino Ferrari, echoing the legendary exploits of Ayrton Senna during the 1988-89 seasons. A remarkable parody, since Alain Prost, another monument to the discipline, also lined up 7 pole positions in 1993. McLaren, in his wake, tried to exert feverish pressure on the 3-time world champion. However, neither Oscar Piastri nor Lando Norris were able to match Verstappen's brilliance. Despite this, McLaren had a promising weekend, as demonstrated by the brilliant Miami Grand Prix won by Norris, who will start 3rd, just behind Piastri. Ferrari, still not up to scratch. At home, Ferrari struggled to make its mark. Despite their best efforts, the red cars are not living up to their fans' expectations. Charles Leclerc will start in 4th position, closely followed by Sainz in 5th. The Italian team will have to put up a brave fight if it is to ignite the enthusiasm of the Tifosi tomorrow. Mercedes, in search of a rhythm, still seems to be in disarray. A fact that reinforces Lewis Hamilton's decision to turn the page with Toto Wolff at the end of the season. The Briton will start 8th, while Russell will start 6th on the grid. Yuki the surprise. A glimmer of brilliance emanates from Yuki Tsunoda. The Japanese driver positioned his AlphaTauri, Red Bull's alter ego, between the British cars, in 7th position. A remarkable performance that marks a successful weekend for the young Japanese prodigy. The qualifying session was full of surprises in Q2. Daniel Ricciardo and Nico Hülkenberg pulled out all the stops, finishing 9th and 10th respectively, relegating Sergio Perez to a mere 15th of a second. The Mexican's fluctuating performances are fueling growing rumors about his future with Red Bull next season. The Alpine stumbled once again in Q2, failing to win. Esteban Ocon and Pierre Gasly will start in 12th and 15th positions respectively. Fernando Alonso, meanwhile, will start in 19th position, citing a combination of elements and bad luck to Canal Plus. Don't miss the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix at 4 p.m. on Sunday. A date with the excitement of the competition in the Emilia-Romagna region.